NPR's Linda Wertheimer has been at the convention in Boston this week. She says there were a fair number of old-fashioned political hacks in the Fleet Center, but also some quite remarkable citizens.
Paul Taylor is from Mesilla, near Las Cruces, one of the oldest towns in New Mexico. His house is a rambling warren of rooms and courtyards built long ago by a merchant who sold groceries and dry goods out of two rooms facing the town square. With its massive cottonwood beams called vigas and its thick adobe walls, the house is a testament to New Mexico history, but it's also filled with artifacts of Paul Taylor's 83 years, including a pair of solemn portraits.
This is my great-grandfather, Miguel Romero Ibaca, and his wife, Josefa. They were very strong Republicans. My grandfather was delegate to Congress in 1877, elected on the Republican ticket. Then my mother married this great Texas Democrat.
The Texas Democrat gave Paul Taylor his Anglo name and his politics. On his mother's side, he's descended from Spanish settlers, inheriting her love of relics of the very old days, like primitive little holy statues.
Santos are part of our heritage. Miguel Romero Ibaca's ancestors, one of them came with Coronado. He was a soldier. And, you know, the Franciscans came with them. But they were scattered in these remote villages, and the people didn't have the religious objects that they felt they needed, and so they made their own. And sometimes there was drought and lack of food, and sometimes there was a raging flood. You never knew what was going to happen. So they asked intercession to God through these santos to carry them through a very difficult life.
Paul Taylor has given his house and everything in it to the state of New Mexico. Years ago, he retired from teaching and ran for the legislature. Now he's retiring again. This may be his last convention. We found him in the New Mexico delegation, smiling, actually listening to speeches, loving the opportunity to be part of history.
It's just an exciting time for New Mexicans. Governor Richardson is chairman of the convention. And so, you know, it seems to never get old.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Boston.